Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke parin legbahe, azunke parin legbahe, parin legba men la jan kase wosho, azunke valre le parin vodou legba,
azunke parin legbahe,
azunke.
Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. I do pray that you can hear me now. live in the chat room, we are experiencing some technical difficulties here with the Blog Talk Radio site. So if you're in the chat room right now and you can't hear me, do press number 1, and I will move forward. Chat room, press 1. Can you hear me? Do you now have sound? Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to now move forward. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. You are now tuned in live, most definitely live, from the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central here in the beautiful, historic, and legendary city of New Orleans, Louisiana. I am Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hoodoo Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African Hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test. And one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2010, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. And do join me here live and in archive from New Orleans on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday evenings, 7 to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and Saturdays from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. And also every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question or comment, do remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as Spirit does direct. Please do know and utilize my website, where I can be reached virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, which can be found within my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. facebook.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince Keen group, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And these groups and virtual temple groups can be found also on my main King profile at www.keen.com/divine+prince. You are now tuned in to the Power Lunch here with the Divine Prince live from New Orleans, Louisiana. I have been speaking from and sharing from my own personal experience, but also from a very powerful book, and it seems to be very popular, so I'm going to do some more of that today. Living Non-Duality, Enlightenment Teachings of Self-Realization by Robert Wolf. But I'm going to begin by first saying that today is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2010, and we are operating, excuse me, under a Scorpio lunation with the moon in its full phase in Gemini, the sign of duality, polarities. And we are under a Scorpio sun. So this is a time of great planetary but also personal change, growth, awareness, and evolution. We have another 24-hour opportunity to keep sending forth loving vibrations to family members, friends, colleagues in your community and around the globe. The last full moon was only 2 days ago, and part of our job as a rising star on the spaceship Earth is to comfort the depressed and weary, spread goodwill, peace, and understanding as we gain it to those also around us within our environment. Today's Gemini moon is favorable in its favorable alliance with Neptune in Aquarius and Chiron in Aquarius, as well as Venus in Libra, actually create a temporary grand trend in air signs that can contribute to the flow of spirit and community operations and cooperations. I'm sorry, I'm being interrupted. I don't know why people wait until they know I'm online, on the air, to want to call, to want to instant message. It's just interesting to me. But anyway, I'm going to move forward. A treacherous consequence of this tendency for us to want to divide things is to inevitably begin to compare or separate things with one another. This duality, this polarity that is within our earth plane law and existence. It has its place, it has its power, it has its purpose for constructing and assisting in the construction of our universe. But it's only a small part, a small fraction of the whole of the 360-degree spherical perspective. One of the creations of our divisiveness then appears to be better as an object to fulfill our subject desires than the other. All things are thus weighed in each individual's judgment and awarded a relative value on a scale of better or worse. For example, having divided our conception of time into categories, we now find ourselves continually comparing the past and the future to the present. The result is that we are completely dissatisfied with the present and constantly attempting to change or improve on it. We spend half of our time remembering the way things were and the other half of our time imagining how things could be, which takes our attention away entirely from the unfolding of the only moment in which we truly live and have creative power, which is the right now. We also create anguish and tension for ourselves by making comparisons between ourselves and other persons. This is certain to lead quickly to a conclusion of insufficiency. I am too short. I didn't graduate from college. I'm too forgiving. And so on. When we are chronically dissatisfied with who and where we are, even when we attempt to mask it in the positive, I am too forgiving is an attempt to mask it in the positive. I am always too nice to people, etc. So when we are chronically dissatisfied with who we are and repeat that and reverberate that back to us off the mirrored creation, where we are dissatisfied with where we are or what we have, life becomes a scramble for achievement, an endless hoping and scheming to become happier, holier, healthier, richer than we consider we are right here and right now in this moment. We exchange the gift of being for the promise of becoming. The means to the end of our becoming is control. And invariably we attempt to manipulate circumstances for our self-advantage. We strive to control and improve ourselves inwardly by employing discipline and mental effort. We aspire to control circumstances outwardly through the perpetration of self-serving beliefs and social institutions. We suppose that the elusive object that we define as security can be achieved and presume that it can be found somewhere outside of ourselves. There is only one true security, and that is the lasting security which is yours when you recognize your indivisibility with the timeless energy of God in the universe. When you end division in your perception, you will effortlessly end strife, confusion, conflict in your life. The reality of the universe is unity. The reality of the restricted, fettered human mind, which struggles to create unity, is divisiveness. Life is not a collection of broken shards. Life and death, for instance, are not opposing chess pieces. Death must be integrated as an element of our life if we are to live completely. This means that we must die with each day as it dies. We must die to expectation so that we live with an open, unfragmented mind. The mind which is whole is the mind of the whole universe. There is freedom in this moment, or there is no freedom at all, and this moment is eternal. A life free of divisiveness is yours this instant when you perceive it. This freedom is an active freedom, one activated, a life of wholeness, clarity, and serenity. is as effortless as breathing. The difference between creation and manifestation. What is generally meant by manifestation is what is apparent to the senses, or what appears to the senses, including the mind. So all of the named things, material or immaterial, are manifestations made apparent as or by what? Not made apparent by the senses. The senses are merely the medium of apprehending and are themselves among the named things, the manifestations. Everything is a representation in appearance, in form of a formless, omnipresent actuality, the ground of being, as it's called. Some would say all of these manifestations are created by this omnipotent activity. But this statement leads to at least a couple of false conceptions. The foremost among these is the idea that there is a creator apart from the created. The creator, the formless, and created the forms, as well as the creating, are the same thing and indivisible with no parts, are a part of a collective universal wholeness. Secondly, because the created and the creator and creating are all one immediate actuality, there is no creation in the sense that a plan or design has been culminated. There is no intelligence. Apart from all these manifestations that has prior to manifesting, desired or decided that what is will be as it is. All of the creating is going on at this very moment, moment by moment, without having to be accounted for as a purpose to anyone or anything. The formless being without a specific self need not even justify what is unfolding to its own self. No matter what happens, without an intent, nothing can go wrong as far as the formless actuality could be concerned. If there were any going wrong, that too would be a manifestation of the formless. So we need not think of some engineer somewhere who is amusedly watching some inflexible dead plan that has been set in motion. The formless is no more static or remote than the form in which it manifests itself. What is there to restrain the spontaneous freedom of the formless? And the formless can be interchanged with God, Goddess, the unknown, the creative space, creator gods, however you choose to digest that. To whom do these manifestations need to answer to? For what unfolds? The formless is the unfolding in these forms. The above can apply to your question concerning Jesus, crucifixion, the Father, absolute, and I are one. The relative forms bodies are not a possibility in the absence of the Absolute. Son, Father, to Jesus were one, the same thing as he stated. You don't find the formless come to the Father apart from the form, except through me. The body, the cross, the death, all manifestations of the omnipresent being. Evidently, none of the disciples completely comprehended this message. Forms don't go anywhere. They merely change forms as manifestations of the undying ground of being. As we've discussed in previous broadcasts about dark matter, dark energy, all spirit, all reality, if we dare say, was created at the inception of time and space and the universe. So thus, energy can only be transformed. It cannot be destroyed. So if forms were to go anywhere, they could only return to their source. But where could they return to when there is nowhere that this ground of being is not? Would we say that Jesus returned to that which he was never apart from? His disciples never freed themselves from their Hebraic conditioning concerning a king-like creator. Despite hearing the so-called Christ say, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Greater works than I've done shall ye do also. The real message is that there is no you named thing to start with, except as an expression, as a manifestation of the divine creators themselves, the Absolute, nor anything else that is other than this. I am all that I am, because my creators also are. The Absolute is in its explanation. It is in its expression, not somewhere else. The reason it is said you are not the doer is because that is also said there is no you. It is not that you are not the doer because some other doer is acting on or through you. It is that there is but one thing, the apparent entity that is acted upon, and the apparent force, causation, that is behind or doing the thrust of the act or acting. And they are one and the same, neither a you nor an other, which is the instigating doer. Under these circumstances, the idea of cause and effect disappears. What the organism presumably does is not caused by something prior, nor can the organism itself be viewed as causing some resultant effect. Therefore, questions such as, am I the doer, or I am not the doer, so how do I help myself, does not arise. There is no I, there is no myself. That which we refer to as I, self, doer or not doer, is that which is doing what is done. And that is not an entity that is separate or apart from what is being done by the organism. We are God, we are Goddess, we are divine created creator entities. living out an earthly temporal experience. No stronger lesson, no stronger power could I impart to you. Whatever your religious path, whatever your religious belief, spiritual belief, if you so truthfully adhere to it, walk to it, we are only expressions of the divine. We are beginning, we are ending, because those things exist right here, right now, in this time and moment. The power behind hoodoo and abaya, the wisdom, the force behind the ritual work, is a belief and understanding that we not only operate within this pluralistic polarity, duality, but we are created from and exist within a much larger bubble of non-polarity, non-duality, absoluteness. When we rise our vibration beyond just the physical earth plane laws that we physically operate within here. And indeed, we need that understanding. Without that, we wouldn't have fire. We wouldn't be able to understand and interpret locomotion and other physical plane dimensional realities. But let us not miss the forest for the trees. Let us not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let us not, in our intense, focalized study, overlook and deny that which births and powers all of our humanity, our doing, our activity, our understanding. We are powerful, loving, and loved, creative, created children of the Creator gods and goddess. And we are made in their likeness, in their image, and we manifest all aspects of those qualities. Light and darkness, good and evil, day and night, red and blue, male and female, all those aspects that we see as duality, polarity, which lead to our increased divisiveness in this society, in this world. But understand, even at the most basic biological level, molecular level, we require both X and Y, both genealogical branches of our parents, male and female, to become both male and female, to become humanity. But we all have our beginnings, our origins, in the mist, in the spirit realms. And indeed, we have contracted to be here, to fulfill a divine purpose. So even in your not knowing, even in your searching, embrace the knowing that you are already fulfilling the divine purpose. Just continue to move forward. continue to build upon that which you know and continue to seek greater truths and greater understanding. Resist the distractions. Resist the blockages. Resist those who would seek to create and recreate your reality for you, as opposed to doing so for oneself. Ultimately, in doing so for oneself, we feed the whole. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose, and my consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow the creators to flow them to me. I release my grip on life, and I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace. I do not judge them. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them. I embrace them. When problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm and open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in time. All I have in the world is time. For I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal. For my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. In the quiet spaces between my thoughts, they speak to me, they come to me, they administer to me, and all things become clear. My life transforms in magical and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, insignificant. I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing, and my path forward becomes clearer and clearer. Every day and every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious. I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators themselves. I am divinely created. I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast, unified wholeness. I am in balance. I am complete. I will be forward momentarily with more of the Divine Prince here on Blog Talk Radio, and the Elestials and our crystal for today, which is amethyst. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. I will be forward momentarily. Peace and blessings. Queen Bee One, Fire Witch, Kalahat, divine joy and prosperities to each and every one of you for being present here with us here live on Blog Talk Radio. All is indeed a blessing and divine sharing and caring. I want to continue with sharing about the Elestial. And the reason I'm specifically talking about the Elestials is because we are indeed in a profound time of cosmic, spiritual, mental, social revolution and upheaval, depending on how you are viewing it, through what cipher you are experiencing it. And in this time, there are great forces seeking to influence our every thought, our every decision, our every motivation as we move forward in what I believe to be a great time of intergalactic change and transformation. And one of the tools by which this is being done is the Elestial crystal. And the Elestial, sometimes called ELS for short, and some of you listening have done quite a bit of study in religions and cultures, and I want you to hear the symbolism and the comparison and how things begin to line up possibly with some of your other awareness. They are naturally terminated all over the body of the crystal. Now, as I've shown and demonstrated before, typically the quartz will form six sides. And then at the point, or both points, if it's double terminated at both ends, or multi-terminated all over, each point will have a six-faced or six-windowed point. And, of course, some will have four windows, five, six, eight, nine, but the common number is six. Six sides, six in the window, and then a point. The Elestial crystals are naturally terminated all over the body. And you can easily Google image Elestial, E-L-E-S-T-I-A-L. I did so earlier, and there are just so many photographs of different forms of the Elestial. I didn't feel the need to and I didn't really have time to post one directly to the page. Terminated points generally have no dulled or broken faces whatsoever, and are often terminated all over, and also what we call self-healed, where you may have evidence of a crystal point breaking off from a major cluster or foundation, but then even that breaking point has been healed over, and it'll appear to have a very soft, smoothened, almost polished termination where it would otherwise be broken and rigid. And sometimes it'll be a series of little triangles coming together to perfect that broken or otherwise terminated end. And this allows for an incredible radiance of light as it reflects off of all the natural faces within the celestial. Unlike regular quartz, the celestials can have several terminated points on a single piece, or maybe a single terminated piece and have no terminated aspects. The most distinguishing characteristic of these crystals is that they are etched and layered with markings, bringing into skeletal form the entirety of primal life. The celestials bear geometric patterns and constructs which in and of themselves state profound laws of the universe. And as you continue your studies in math and numerology and geometry and its usages in ritual, religion, spirituality, you begin to see the profound miracle of the celestial. It's not something that is just an accidental creation in our world. It clearly has some profound higher intelligence operating within the crystal kingdom. It is the symbols of a cosmic alphabet which have been written and formed in these crystals. And when held in the right hand with a stilled, attuned, and open mind while running your finger over the left side of any of the etchings, it is possible to align with the source knowledge and interpret the universal language within these stones. The language that the celestials communicate is one of supreme knowledge. They represent the higher mind of humankind, and many of them even resemble brain tissue. The combination of the highly charged quartz material with the layered etching draws the mind within itself, allowing for the discovery and eventual identification with cosmic consciousness and awareness. When looking into celestial quartz, layer upon layer of inner dimensions can be seen within the body of the crystal. And simply by gazing into these quartz crystals and then closing your eyes, you have the means to go deeper within your own being, because the inner matrix of the crystal will register subliminally to the subconscious mind as a door or a gateway into the depths of the self. These crystals stabilize brain wave frequencies and neutralize erratic, confused thought forms. And when this occurs, the crown chakra is activated and the pineal gland secretes, resulting in an expanded state of awareness. As the mind stabilizes into a neutral state of frequencies of the angelic realm, can begin to infiltrate and become a part of your everyday existence. The nature of the elves is to take one deep within the self to connect with that which is the most authentic and innermost truth. I also want to quickly share today amethyst as a tool for divine connection. Amethyst is one of the most beautiful members of the quartz family, and often these celestials will be of either clear quartz or amethyst mineral. More often than not, they will be clear quartz and have sort of a smoky, almost singed-like appearance, but they will also manifest in amethyst. And I've also, too, seen that singed appearance show up even in the lavenders and the purples of the amethyst. Amethyst is one of the most beautiful and most popular of the clear quartz family, and its clear purple ray has been admired for its beauty, power, for centuries. Purple is the ray of the divine mind, the highest vibratory rate of our light spectrum is thought to be ultraviolet. Amethyst is the ally that represents the higher mind and its manifestation in divine guidance. Amethyst facilitates connection to your guides and angels, allowing the sixth and seventh chakras to become open and energized. The frequency of this ally stimulates psychic abilities and mental functions. It also counteracts the effects of drugs and alcohol, and is said to be a sobriety stone, and it generally aids one in rejecting self-abuse in all forms. This ally of amethyst encourages conscious connection with the higher self and higher guidance, allowing understanding of the spiritual lessons of the situations that we have created and have made apparent in each of our own realities. Amethyst is the ally that represents and embodies divine connection. We cultivate our connection to the divine by acknowledging and acting upon the guidance that we are given by our higher voices. Amethyst reminds one that asking for divine guidance is only the first step. Trusting one's guidance enough to act upon it is the crucial next step that many of us do not follow through on. When a friend does not listen to you, you will not stop speaking of important things to this person, assuming that they do not value what you have to say. It is the same on the universal level. If you do not value the guidance that you receive from these divine sources, those sources will cease at some point to communicate with you. You can show your willingness to grow by acting upon the inner guidance that you receive through your divine connection. When amethyst presents itself, be alert for opportunities, messages, or signs that may indicate the direction of your higher self and highest guides and what is being prepared for you. These signs may come in the form of intuition, dreams, hunches, gut-level feeling. But often, amethyst operates at the seventh chakra or higher. So begin to embrace these tools for higher atonement as we continue to move forward and meet new challenges. Amethyst may be telling you that you are entering into a new state of divine connection. By opening to and acting upon guidance and intuition that you receive, you are cultivating a relationship with the higher mind. Amethyst can come to aid you in creating a firm connection with higher levels of consciousness. Amethyst will assist to stimulate the innate psychic abilities so that you can become a true channel for the divine to manifest in your life. Open yourself to the energies of amethyst and prepare to manifest a new relationship with all that is. Amethyst operates at the crown chakra, and it affirms I am open to divine guidance and manifestation. Please do join me again here tomorrow at high noon for the Power Lunch live with the Divine Prince here in New Orleans. Divine peace and blessing, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
I love you.